start out right here. This is crazy, but it's amazing what a community did. An 11-year-old Kansas boy named Peyton Madden was allergic to the sun, or I guess he is allergic to the sun, and was able to enjoy a pool party with his friends at a local pool after his community threw a party for him at night.
Oh, that's cute. That's a good idea.
It's genius. The event was called Good Morning Peyton, with hundreds of people attending. The night kicked off with a bike ride with his friends and then a surprise party at the community pool. Peyton was diagnosed with something that I can't say, but I'll try
to. Xeroderma pigmentosum.
Have you heard of this before?
No, it's just you sound it out when you read.
Oh, is that how it works? Okay, yeah, what Alex said, xeroderma pigmentosum or whatever, when he was just 3 years old. And the thing is, he's one of 250 kids in the U.S. who suffers from this condition, so it's very, very rare. What happens? He can't leave his home during the daytime unless he wears jeans, a jacket, gloves, sunglasses, and a hat complete with a visor and flaps.
Oh, poor angel baby.
Peyton still needs to cover his skin with sunscreen and take specialized vitamin D drops daily. But for one night,
he got to be a normal kid.
How cool is that? I love when people think of stuff like that. Alex, what do you got today for What's Good Wednesday?
There's an 8-year-old girl in Florida named Roxy Getter who had open heart surgery when she was a baby. Survived it, and now she's doing way better than anyone ever expected. So last month, she got to go to Africa with her parents and her 10-year-old brother. They were planning to do a safari at first, but then they decided to do something a little more challenging and climb Mount Kilimanjaro instead.
What?
Yeah, all 19,341 feet of it. Her parents checked with her doctors first. She got the all clear. Her brother, who also has heart issues, was good to go too. The ascent took 4 days. I'm sorry. If you tell me I gotta walk somewhere or do any type of physical activity for more than 5 minutes, I'm out. This little 8-year-old girl did it for 4 days, and you can't even go too fast because your body has to acclimate to the altitude.
Yeah, you gotta get used to the air up there.
Oh,
it's thinner.
That's so hard. And so when they made it to the top on day 4, Roxy became the youngest girl who's ever done it. Roxy's mom said they didn't know if they'd actually go the whole way when they started, but once they got close, they all really wanted to get there. Roxy says she's proud of herself because, quote, it was really, really hard.
Dang, that's amazing.
Get it, girl.